This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Like I said, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Make sure you have a clue. Right? It's just amazing. I'm frustrated as heck. The vote went through for the debt ceiling. Well, I guess they have a full House and floor conversation. Actually, what you should hear when they bring it to the floor is nothing more than a toilet flush. That's how bad I think it is. When do we start pushing back? When do we stand up? When do we stop the craziness? Really? I will never get the fact that if you really do some history search, if you really pay attention to what happened during the Revolutionary War, what happened with, you know, George Washington and the rest of our founding fathers, if you really understood what they gave up, and you're sitting there saying, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't have free speech the way we have it, maybe we need to change the second, no. You know, and you guys, when it comes to the Second Amendment, I love this. Well, it was different back then, and yeah, you're right, it was. You know the biggest difference? They had just come out of a war with an oppressive, tyrannical government, dictator. And why do you think the Second Amendment was in there? Why do you think the First Amendment was in there? Came from their personal experience of what they saw happening. And yet nothing. Absolutely nothing. We want to sit here today and think all that was for naught. That was back then. We don't need that now. Right? Seriously. Anyway, to show you how whacked Gavin Newsom is, the guy that wants to be president, he wants to do to the rest of the country what he's done to California, turn it into a cesspool. Yeah, yeah, it's exactly what he's done. He'll lie right to your face. He doesn't care. It's all about him. And he puts out a Memorial Day cartoon. Instead of honoring those that went before us, no. What's he do? He puts up a meme of a young kid trying to reach books. You know, because he's making fun of book bans. Trying to read the books, and the books are barely out of the reach of the child. But while the child is trying to reach for the books, there's guns all over the place. There's guns on the wall that he can easily get to. Now, if you believe that stuff, you need to be mentally checked. You need to have, seriously, mental health check. Because it ain't that easy to get a gun. It's not as easy as you like to believe it is. Right? When you talk about background, and I love this, we need tougher background checks. In what sense? What exactly? I can't sell a gun to my neighbor that I've known for 20 years without in California and in other states too, without going down to the local gun shop and making the trade there. So they can check the gun, they check the serial number, they do a background check on him and me. We can't touch the gun for 10 days once I hand it over. I'm sorry, what do you want to make tougher? Do you truly want to make it tougher, or do you just want to shut down gun manufacturers? Because that's what I believe they want. And it's really funny how they want to talk about Europe and Europe's viewpoint of Americans. I mean, they can't understand the Americans' obsession with guns. Really? Have you forgotten all your wars? Have you forgotten what got you into the trouble you got in to begin with? Have you forgotten what communism has done in some of those countries? Where what's the first thing they do? They take away the guns. For your own protection, mind you. It's just amazing. But what a weird thing to post on Memorial Day. I wonder if Gavin Newsom asked his armed law enforcement guys, the guys he surrounded to, the security guys, where they store their guns. Right? How do they deal with guns? There's no way in the world. And again, it's an ideology. It's a religion for these people. Now, San Francisco's looking at these people just don't stop. Gun use by security guards. It's bad enough there already. The only thing that they have and the police have to protect other people is the guns. And yet, they want to take even those away. They don't want any law and order. Look, if I was a police officer, matter of fact, if I lived in San Francisco and I believed in law and order, I would move. What are you doing there? I would love somebody to give me a holler and let me know, what are you doing there? I've had friends that just came back from there. Because some people, no matter what you show them, don't believe it. They think it's all hype. They tune into CNN and they hear that they think it's just craziness. But when they had to start double-stepping, making sure that they didn't get stuck with a needle by accident, they went, oh my God, we're out of here. Jump to your host, Brad Dinkins joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? So, you know, I want to make sure you're part of the solution and not part of the problem. If you're listening to this show, you really need to be part of this. Because if you're not, if you're part of the problem, don't tell them you listen to me, please. I really would appreciate that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring them on. I tell you all the time, I am not an expert in law or any of that stuff, right? I don't pretend to be. I don't even play one on the radio. I make sure I bring you the people that have a clue. And one of those people is Brad Dakins. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, you know, before we get rolling, because I do forget, why don't you tell people about PJI, how great they are, and how people can help?
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. And, you know, we've been around for more than a quarter of a century. We're coast to coast doing this wonderful civil liberties work, defending our civil rights, and we do it all without charge. We have 31 offices in 24 states all across the nation. So if anyone hears this and they feel like their rights are being violated with regard to religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life, they should never hesitate to give us a call. We're to help. We do it all without charge.
Yep, and they do a great job, and they have great information for people as well. All right, let's have a couple. Let's have a little fun here. I want to get deep into some of these transgenders, and but first, I want to hit this one. We've seen this happen before. A school district in Mississippi has won a case against the ACLUA, banning a Mexican and American flag sash at graduation because they have very specific rules about what you're allowed to wear at graduation and what you're not. Now, you know, you and I have talked about this kind of stuff before in the past, Brad. Some people have commented, well, is this a First Amendment issue? And I said, no, because schools and other organizations, they can have policies and procedures in place for these kind of things. Can they not?
Well, you're absolutely right. As long as it's uniformly applied, no problem. Now, if they allowed different materials and flags, and then they said, no, we're not going to allow your flag, and they allowed other students to bring their flags of whatever, then there'd be a problem. But, you know, it's very normal for a graduation ceremony to say, you know what, we don't want everyone to look the same, or, you know, we're all graduating. You know, you have your hat, have your cap and your outfit, your gown, and that's it. And so I think that this is to be expected. And it's also very important, I think, for the event. You don't want something that's going to stimulate, disunity and division and, you know, someone from another country flying their flag. I mean, if you think of it, you just sort of flip it the other way around. If an American was graduating from high school in Mexico, to the heart of Mexico, and he wants to make sure he has his American flag, I mean, that's hardly adding to the unity of the event. It's almost an insult for those who would like to think in Mexico, well, thought you appreciated being here. I thought you liked being here, and then you fly your American flag in our face. So I think it's important for us to look at it from the other perspective as well, and understand that it really is probably a pretty sound policy.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember when I think it was here in California where there was a big dust up over a school saying that you couldn't fly the American flag on Cinco de Mayo. And I remember the kids getting really up in arms about it. All the kids were wearing Mexican flags, T-shirts and such and what have you. And the judge in that case said it was a matter of safety. And that's what the school was doing. By not allowing the American flag to be flown on a day like that, it was more of a matter of safety. But could you have fought that further? Or does the judge in the school have a right to do that?
Yeah, I think the judge was wrong on that, just flat out. If you're allowing students to wear Mexican flags, and you're saying, oh, but American, you can't wear American flags, the U.S. flag, that's insane. And
yeah.
And this is a classic example of what happens when we have people elected, whether it's governors electing state or appointing state court appointment judges or state courts or federal appointments because of who's sitting in the White House. These judges have real power. And, what you may see on the face of it is an obvious violation of First Amendment rights, the government allowing one flag but not the other flag, particularly in the United States, not allowing the U.S. flag, allowing other countries and students to fly their flags with whatever attitude and purpose and intent. I think that's very disturbing that we have that kind of a judge's decision. I know that there's other judges that definitely would have ruled differently that do respect the original intent of the Constitution and were probably not appointed by the same person that judge was appointed by.
No, and the funny thing about this is, the reason that judge can rule that way, the reason those kids have a right to go to school the way they are, is because of what the American flag stands for.
Right.
So totally.
Right.
brain dead as to why they have that ability and they have that right to begin with. It's just amazing to me. Anyway,
yeah.
Anyhow, a couple of other quick ones I want to throw at you. An Indiana school counselor is suing the school district after speaking out about their transgender support plan. Here was a counselor that went after the school board at a meeting, didn't get nasty about it, but laid out how wrong it was and how bad it was. And that they shouldn't be supporting, you know, that's not their job, is to support a transgender, you know, transition or what have you, keeping away from parents using different names on those kids. That's something that you probably could, I'm not going to speak out of term. Could you defend something like that in court and get that person's job back?
Oh, yes. And if they're listening to this broadcast right now, I wanted to know, they should contact us at pji.org. Immediately, or contact our main number, 916-857-6900, 916-857-6900. That's a classic kind of a person we're representing. And you know what? We're already representing people like her, or like him, across the country that are, you know, counselors and teachers and others who are being fired, because they're not playing along with the game of let's deceive parents, let's lie to parents, and let's mess up the psyche and the identity of children to their own eventual statistical demise. They're being persecuted, fired, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we stand ready to defend them without charge wherever they are in the United States. They just need to contact us for representation and counsel.
I mean, a company, federal, private, what have you, they can't force you to lie in your job. They can't make that part of your job description, can they?
Right.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more when we come back, because, I mean, people are asked to do that on a daily basis, and then they lose their jobs. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the debt limit bill that was agreed upon in the White House over the weekend.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs.
Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young, said that neither the White House nor Republicans got everything they wanted. June 5th, the deadline for default. Leaders in the artificial intelligence industry, along with academics and even celebrities, are calling for controlling the risk of extinction due to AI. A statement from the Center for AI Safety says, quote, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other risks such as pandemics and nuclear war, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That would help, wouldn't it? We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way we all win, right? Okay, let me bring it back on again. Brad Dacus joins us as he does every week. I appreciate his insight into the law and the things we can do to protect our kids, because you need to protect your kids. The school districts are not protecting your kids like they used to. This is not the school districts of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. All right? The only thing they're protecting your kids from the straight white man. That's really what it boils down to these days. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Brad, when we went to break, one of the things that you're seeing more and more across the country is these teachers are being asked to lie. No, actually, they're not even being asked. They're told they have to lie. That if a parent was to say to them, listen, I'm reading these papers, I'm seeing what's going on, is my daughter transgender? Is she transitioning? And they're told to say no. Is that legal?
No, it's not legal. And school districts that do that are begging for a lawsuit from Pacific Justice Institute. And if there's any parent out there that finds that their public school teachers are lying to them about their child's confusion, mental issues, behavioral issues, whatever, they should contact us immediately. You know, we're finding, Joe, school districts are grooming children with, quote, after-school clubs. What's supposed to be an art class is really an LGBT grooming class to help nurture and groom a child into gender confusion, to act on their gender confusion, to solidify the gender confusion or their sexuality. It's not isolated. It's rampant. It is all over school districts across the country, particularly in blue states, but also cities like Dallas and Houston that are in red states but have very dark blue school districts that are very dangerous for children. And so I just encourage people, parents, talk to your kids. Find out what's going on, and if you still have your children in public schools for whatever reason, and you find out this is happening, let us know immediately at Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. We do all our work without charge, but that's the key to getting this stuff, getting this corrected, is by holding them accountable in courts of law, for the harm and damage that they're doing to these children.
No, it's just amazing to me. And I'm in the education world. So we've got a school in the L.A. Unified School District, which is not surprising. They're actually having a LGBTQ plus assembly with drag queens. And the moms, you know, went and complained about it. School still plans on having it. And they're going to keep their kids home. Now there's talk of truancy. There's never talk of truancy. Believe me, I've been here 14 years in the school systems. We don't do truancy anymore. Right? And, you know, parents can get in trouble for that kind of thing. You better have a really good reason. And some of you have been claiming you need to have a doctor's note to keep your kids out. No, you don't.
Right. Right. Now, let me ask you. So, do you know what school district it is? Or is that
public? Oh, yeah. No. LAUSD. Los Angeles Unified.
The whole school district's doing this?
Well, it's a particular school that decided to have this assembly around the LA, LGBTQ plus kind of thing with drag queens. The school, you know, decided to have it. Now the parents are like, we're not doing it. We're going to keep our kids home. Period.
Yeah, and they should. And they should. And if any parent gets in trouble for doing so, or you know, they should contact us for representation. That's outrageous. But that's what we see in our society, our public schools. And that's another reason why parents need to look at alternatives like church homeschool co-ops,
yep,
or private schools, or moving to another state where they have school choice, like Florida, and soon to be hopefully Texas.
Yeah, Texas is kind of concerning me right now, watching what the Republicans are doing there, to that place. You know, look what they're doing to the AG, which will snip his wings until he gets out from underneath this. It's really kind of crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Sad, actually. All right, let's move into the transgender conversation, because you and I have been talking about this for a while, and we're seeing it happen more and more, and I'm watching, you know, these young people that are now detransitioning, and the one lady, I mean, and you've heard these stories over and over and over again. And this one woman in particular was talking about, she was 11 years old when she came out as transgender. And her parents, mom, took her to three different doctors. And the three different doctors got her ready for the cross-sex hormones in less than an hour. At the age of 12, there was a double mastectomy performed on her. Now she's saying, well, wait a minute. Now, you know, she's older now, in her late teens, and she goes, why did you do this to me? Why did you allow this to happen? And the parents are sitting there going, well, the doctors told us that you were right, that you really were, not a female, but a male, the whole nine yards. How do you fight this? These are doctors. How are you going to fight this?
Oh, that's not hard to fight. All we need is that girl, that teenage girl, to contact Pacific Justice Institute. Now, her parents could go ahead on her behalf as guardians to initiate the litigation even before she turns the age of 18. But if her parents, I don't know what kind of parents they are that would do that to begin with. So maybe the daughter has to wait till she's 18. But once she's 18, she can file a lawsuit. She doesn't need her parents. And we at Pacific Justice and/or affiliate attorneys can work to hold those doctors accountable. The idea that a doctor in a hospital can think for one moment that they can have just a short visit and then permanently sterilize that child, in this case, a child before puberty has probably even really set in, this is just, it's cruel, it's sadistic, it's masochistic, and historically it would be grotesque child abuse, subjecting the person to many, many years, if not life in prison. And yet they think they can get away with it. Well, we have to stand up to it. So if anyone out there knows anyone like this, please, they should contact Pacific Justice Institute. And, you know, here's the sad truth. I talked to a professional in this area, and he told me that right now roughly one in five youths are coming out and saying a mistake was made. This shouldn't have happened. Why'd they do this to me? And almost always there was not lengthy counseling. There was not assessment of what the real underlying issues were. Usually it's sexual abuse of a child or lack of peer bonding or other issues.
Yep.
Lack of a father in the life of the child. Instead of dealing with the real issues that's actually causing this gender identity dysphoria, they're cutting up the body and sticking it with drugs or hormones.
Yep.
I mean, it's insane. And then you have states like California that actually ban the counseling, that actually prevent the child from getting counseling to resolve the dysphoria in a healthy way. So it's evil, it's sadistic, masochistic, and I'd like to see these legislators strung up, or at least, well, maybe I should say strung. I'm being too Western there, but I'd like to see them.
I'm good with I am good with drawn and quartered. Okay, if you want to go down that road, I'm right behind you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, they need to be held accountable in a major way, and I believe, in the future we will. Though right now the question is how many children are going to have to pay the price. We know statistically a couple facts. One, if a child is left alone and not encouraged down this path, that they have gender identity dysphoria because of one of these issues we talked about, if just left alone, the overwhelming majority of them will have resolved it by the time they finished adolescence.
Yep.
And no longer have that dysphoria. If just left alone. But no, the school districts, the teachers' unions, and others are moving in to screw up their lives, and they should be ashamed of themselves. And parents need to realize that is the status quo of public schools in many, many parts of the country, and their health of their child hangs in the balance when they allow their child to be exposed to this kind of very, very high, dangerous risk that exists today that didn't exist one or two decades ago.
Yeah, no, and again, when you start doing your research into this, you see where it came from, how sinister it is. It'll make you sick. And the whole idea behind it, we're supposed to be protecting our children, not harming them. And that's exactly what's happening here. All right, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Brad Dacus joins me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, doing great work across the across America to make sure that your rights are being upheld. And, you know, I was thinking about how many offices you now said you had. And you're always looking to open more. It's too bad. I don't mean that in a negative way either. You know what I mean? It's just too bad that you have to open that many offices. I thought about that after a little bit. That didn't sound right.
but you're right, though. It's too bad we need to, because every office we open, we don't open the office and go, gee, let's put up the open sign and see who comes in. We already have cases. We open the office because we already have a number of cases there in that city, in that state, and it just saves us money to have actually the attorney there instead of flying in and out hotels and airplanes and legal time wasted. So whenever we open one of those offices, it's because we need to, because we have enough cases that it just warrants it, it's more efficient, and we want to make sure everyone gets help. Well, you know, people give to other organizations, and I respect that. But make no mistake, you know, we don't cherry pick like the other organizations do, just take a few high-profile cases that look great in a newsletter. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road anywhere the American flag is flying, and that's even outside the states and our territories. We do it all without charge every time, and so we're a true ministry, civil liberty organization that's really out there to make sure that people get the help that they need, and it's very rewarding. We have over 150 cases in active litigation, and just one case alone is a class action lawsuit representing 1,000 employees against the city of San Francisco. So we've got a lot of people who have a lot hanging in the balance, and we're take each one of them very seriously.
Yeah. No, I know you do, and I know you do great work. I hear from people that you've helped out and what have you, and just amazing. And, where we're headed, my God. When you and I first started talking, you really think we'd be sitting here and talking about things like, I don't know if you got Kohl's got caught now selling Pride merchandise, but they actually have Pride merchandise in a three-month-old, in the infant section. So are they telling me that the infant doesn't know what it is and we need time for it to explore itself or something? I don't know.
It's sick. It is sick, and it's cruel. And I don't see how anyone with a conscience could shop at Kohl's anymore. Same with Target. What they were doing, pushing it on little children. They're this radical LGBT pride material. And this is not about inclusion. I mean, there's no one being prevented from going into shopping in Target because of their orientation, gender identity. No. Anyone, your race, religion, whatever, you can go into Target. So it's not about inclusion. They're already inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's about propaganda and pushing and using the word pride to push something, a sexuality, sex acts that many people with who are Christians, who are Jewish, Muslim, have traditional religious beliefs and moral values, would find wrong, immoral, a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. And yet they push this and promote this in the name of inclusion. But do you see another booth? Do you see another stand with materials of a different perspective, of a conservative a Christian traditional viewpoint? No. Orthodox Jewish viewpoint? No. So it's not about inclusion. It's about indoctrination, intimidation, and belittlement of customers who don't agree and bow the knee to that display. It is disrespectful. And, people, if they want to be treated like second-class citizens, hey, they want to sit in the back of the bus and continue being treated, as if they're marginal, that's their choice. But I'm so glad there's people like Martin Luther King Jr. and others, and Rosa Parks, who said, no, we will not sit in the back of the bus. We won't tolerate this kind of treatment. We won't have a separate bathroom or a separate this, and we won't go to a place that is deliberately demeaning us as a group or as a people. In such a blatant way. And that's what Target's doing, Kohl's doing it. Found out Walmart is planning now to implement in the next few weeks in 1,500 stores similar garbage, slapping in the face of their customers. And I bequeath everyone out there, let Walmart know, ask them, is this true? And it is true because it's just been validated. We validated it ourselves, and they defended it.
Wow.
So say, we're not going shopping here anymore. If you bring in this garbage and this trash, this material, which basically says you don't value people with Christian or traditional beliefs or Orthodox Jewish or even Muslim beliefs, then we'll go to a place that doesn't try to demean us and treat us like second-class citizens by elevating one group and their expression while not being respectful to others. So Walmart, Target's already doing it. Kohl's is doing it dastardly. Walmart's going to be doing it, Target. And we need to find other places to shop, other places to do our business. And people say, what's the answer? I don't know.
Purse.
Costco.
Do it
or Costco
purse-wise.
Doesn't have it. But,
well, Sam Walmart is spinning in his grave, number one. Okay, let's start off. I mean, this is a good old boy with a pickup truck, right? I mean,
right.
Chick-fil-A just hired a diversity, equity, and inclusion czar. I mean, this is, and I don't know enough about it yet to say anything, but this is that, what is it, the ESG or whatever it is. Where they,
right.
They have scores for this. It's going to affect whether or not how they fit into the supply chain. I'm going, well, too bad, deal with it. Our founding fathers gave up their lives. They gave up their fortunes. They gave up their families, their houses. Why shouldn't you?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and it's really funny. So Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday because of their quote-unquote, their alleged religious beliefs. It's the beliefs of the dad is why they're not open on Sunday. That new president, the son, would have them open, I believe, in a minute if he didn't think he'd get social backlash. And the fact that the son, the president of Chick-fil-A is allowing this, this garbage to be pushed into their company is very telling, and he should be ashamed of himself for the fact that he's misdirecting and being a missteward of the responsibility that's given to him by his dad that raised up this company in a way that was in accordance with the family's beliefs, convictions, and values and morals.
Yep. And gave credit to God for the growth of that company because he honored God with the Sunday situation and what have you. And, you know, somebody brought up this to me when I was talking about it earlier, was that, when they were being protested by the gay and lesbian community, they brought food and water out to those people when they were outside, you know, walking with signs.
Yeah.
Different way to do things. We handle things a different way.
They've got 180 degrees, and I personally am planning on not shopping there, buying the products at Chick-fil-A, at least until I find out more information and to see if they're possibly going to change their direction.
Right. All right. You said that you had an interesting case in Arizona that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we've got these cases dealing with vaccine mandates for people who have sincere religious objections. And so they file for a religious exemption, and they spell out their faith and beliefs, or, you know, they just put it all right out there. And then what we're discovering is, like, hospitals, for example, they're just, like, firing all of them. All of them. And then what we discover in a litigation in Arizona is that they're hiring now, and they're saying, okay, you don't have to be vaxxed the COVID vaccine to work here. So the same employees say, okay, we want our jobs back. Great, that's wonderful. We want to go back to work. And they say the HR and these hospitals that are what I call, you know, the part of the vax cult, if you will, illogical, emotional, you know, fanatical, you know, she'll say, you know, no, we're not going to hire you because, you know, you didn't take the vax before, but it's not needed now. This was our religious beliefs. No, since you did not bow the knee to us at HR, we're not going to hire you. And it's almost like you have a 14-year-old in charge of this stuff with some kind of occultic gang mentality at the expense of getting the quality people to work in these hospitals, providing for clients and patients. Patients are suffering from it. The employees are suffering from it, quality employees who simply want their jobs back. So this is what we're dealing with now at Pacific Justice Institute. If there's anyone out there, maybe they waited too long to file for a religious exemption. Okay, I get that. But if they're being excluded from being hired because of their former objection to this controversial vaccine, and now we know actually harmful vaccines, and that's a whole other topic, but the studies are very conclusive on this, then we've got a real problem. We at Pacific Justice are there to represent them. If they would like representation, they should contact us at pji.org. And if you want to keep up with our many, many cases, over 150 in litigation, we have a free e-newsletter that goes out. They'll find it real interesting. It's at pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Well, you know, God bless you for what you're doing, Brad. I appreciate what you do. You know that. And people, you know, even if you're not sure, give them a call. Don't wait. You know deep down in your gut when something goes sideways and it's not the right thing. Anyway, you got me for the next hour, people. Good luck to you and Brad. Have a safe rest of the evening.
Thank you.